In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始来讲道。
I assigned the 6 hours for this spiritual convocation.
这个灵恩会当中，我有6个小时的正道。
So I'd like to share with you about the miracle in the book of John.
所以我想跟大家来分享这个耶拿书跟耶拿书里面的见证。
And the writer of the book of John wrote about the 7 major miracles.
因为这个耶拿书里面大概有记载了7样的这个神迹。
Of course, there is a more miracle Jesus performed, but he picked up this as a sequential way to express of Jesus Christ.
当然在这个耶拿书里面也可以来描写主耶稣的这个从死里复活的这个神迹。
First hour today, I'd like to share with you the chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11, the first miracle, the miracle at Cana.
首先我要跟大家讲的就是在这个加拿的神迹。
Let's look at the content first and read. I'd like to read chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11.
John.
Book of John.
耶翰福音。
Book of John, chapter 2.
第二章。
Book of John, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
耶稣第二章，这第11节读起。
And on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus also was invited, and his disciples to the wedding. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And now there was a 6th stone, a water pot set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons of each. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pot with the water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head water." And they took it to him. And when the head water tested the water which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head water called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man served the good wine first, and when men had drunk freely, then the which is poorer, you have kept the good wine until now." Verse 11. At this beginning of his sign, Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And this is the first miracle mentioned here, and Jesus performed the miracle that turned to water to the wine in the wedding banquet.
这是在四婚一书里头，记载主耶稣所行的第一件神迹，就是在迦拿的宴席里头，主耶稣把水变成酒。
Since we believe in God, this is a true blessing that we believe in Jesus, such a mighty God.
我们相信主耶稣就是全能的神。
And when we believe in God, we experience many kind of miracle in our life actually.
自从我们相信神之后，在每天的生活当中，我们的经历的这个大大小小的这个神迹。
We cannot experience of God because our heart not truly come to the Lord.
当我们的心没有真实到神面前的时候，我们就没有办法经历到这个神的这个大能的作为。
As a Pastor Liang mentioned that one side have no electricity, and their heart is simpler, and so they come to the seek word of God.
就好像梁川道所做的见证，就是一条河之隔，这个没有电的这个村落里头，他们就经历了神更大的这个能力。
One side have electricity, so they have more entertainments. They have no heart to come to the Lord.
但是另外一边，河的另外一边的城镇，因为他们有这个电，那么有这个电视上的娱乐，因此他们就不能经历到神的这个作为。
Believing God is truly the blessing because we accept Jesus as our Savior and our life and our truth.
啊，所以我们啊，就相信神啊，我们可以啊，经历到主耶稣啊，就是我们的生命啊，就是一切的真理。
We also believe in His wisdom and His mighty power and His authority and His word.
啊，而且我们相信啊，神他是全能的啊，他所说的话啊，都是有能力的。
And beginning with a simple faith, and then we can experience of God. Through the experience, our faith can be mature.
啊，我们从一个单纯的信心开始。啊，那么就开始相信神的话啊，是啊有能力的。
So each passage when we study the Word of God, and also through our experience, our faith getting deeper and stronger.
啊，所以从这个单纯的信心开始啊，我慢慢的能够相信神的话，我们信心也会逐渐的增强。
Let's look at the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
我们看以弗所书的第四章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belong to the fullness of Christ. And verse 13 here mentioned that... knowledge of the Son of God to the mature man, to the measure of the stature which belong to the fullness of Christ.
啊，在这里说，认识神的儿子得成长，啊，这个长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
You know that Jesus Christ, He can create all the miracles.
啊，主耶稣当然他可以啊行各样的神迹。
But this time when Jesus come to this world and He grow up, now He's start His ministry. People do not understand Him, do not know Him.
啊，主耶稣啊，这个智慧生量慢慢成长啊，那么啊，但是当时候的世人还不认识他。
So he gathered several some of disciple at this time, and they brought this to the wedding banquet, and at this time and now Jesus performed this miracle, and then they saw it, then experienced, and they believe in him.
啊，但是主耶稣跟他的门徒啊，被请到这个迦拿的地方。啊，有个喜庆的宴席的时候，啊，那么因为啊这个宴席上没有酒了，啊，那么主耶稣他行的神迹，也因此啊世人才开始认识他。
Book of John described each time that when Jesus performed the miracle, and the writer of the Book of John described as a sign instead of the miracles.
啊，在约翰的福音里头啊记载主耶稣每次所行的神迹，啊，不是写神迹，而是写说啊是一个。啊，一个兆头。
And chapter 2 verse 11.
啊，第二章的第十一节。
And you mentioned this beginning of his sign Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. You mentioned that this beginning of his signs.
啊，在这里说，这是耶稣所行的啊头一个啊啊，中文写作真啊神迹，但是英文是写作是一个征兆。
And Jesus performed the miracle as this way to express himself and describe himself.
啊，主耶稣这样行啊，就是来显出他自己的荣耀。
So he bring up,、he purposely bring up his identity to the people, expose himself.
啊，主耶稣这样行啊，就是把他啊这个彰显出来啊，让世人认出他是谁。
And also the book of John mentioned that up it when the these signs.And helping to serve the people to understand him and also believe in him.
啊，那么就是因为啊，主耶稣所行的啊这些征兆、这些神迹啊，就把它显现出来啊，所以让世人啊可以啊这个知道主耶稣是谁而认识他。
Verse 11 mentioned that and manifest his glory and his disciple believe in him.
啊，所以十一节讲说啊，他在这个迦拿行啊所行的就显出荣耀来。那么因此他的门徒就信了他。
So it described the miracle is important, but miracle is just only a tool and instrument to this way to glorify God, also let all the people to believe in him.
啊，所以当然所行的神迹是重要的啊，但是最重要的就是显出啊这个主耶稣他的荣耀来，那么啊使这个门徒跟众人能认出耶稣是谁。
Let's look at the John chapter 20 verse 30 and 31.
啊，我们看约翰福音的第二十章的二十啊二十章。
John chapter 20 verse 30 and 31.
啊，三十节到三十一节。
Many other signs therefore Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciple, which are not written in this book, but these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
在这里说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，因他的名得到生命。
So the writer of the book of John mentioned that many other signs there Jesus performed, for purpose that he had described 31st, but they have been written, but it all may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
所以约翰在这里特别提到这些事情那么行出的这个神迹重要的就是叫你们信了他，可以因他的名得到生命。
So believe in Jesus and having the life in His name.
就因此可以信耶稣，而且因他的名得到生命。
Those who do not believe in Jesus, they do not know who is Jesus Christ.
所以当然对那些不信耶稣的人，他们不能认出耶稣是谁。
Now there are also many people believe in Jesus Christ because of the miracles.
今天也有很多的因为神迹因此来相信耶稣的。
So during these several hours, my assignments here, and we can study about the miracle that he performed during his time.That we can understand that Jesus better and more, so we can believe in and strengthening our faith also.
所以借着这几个小时的查考我们来查考主耶稣所行的神迹我们能够更因此而认出耶稣。
And our Lord Jesus has all the power and the glory and the mightiness he has at him.
主耶稣他是一个全能的神。所以他能够行这很大的这个奇事。
For as a God, as a Jesus himself to perform the miracle, this is not the special, this is not something extraordinary things.
对于主耶稣来讲，行神迹并不是一个非常的这个奇特的事情。
This is considered for him just as just a part of himself.
耶稣行神迹因为他本身就是满了这个行神迹的这个大能。
Only for us, we can say it's a miracle.
但是对我们来讲的确是一个大的神迹。
Unless we look at the chapter 2 and this miracle, and we can look at and we can think about this miracle together.
我们再回到这个约翰福音的第二章，再看这个迦拿所行的神迹。
I'd like to share with you the three points when this miracle took place.
所以我要跟大家来分享三点就是当这个神迹发生的时候。
With whom Jesus performed this miracle?
首先就是主耶稣在谁的当中这个行的这个神迹。
And what this miracle means to us?
那么主耶稣所行的神迹对我们有什么意义？
So we go through these three points.
所以我们要来讨论这三点。
And first one, when this miracle, took place, I can say, happened.
首先就是说什么时候这个神迹发生呢？
When you look at the chapter 2 verse 1 to 3,
我们看这第二章的第一节到第三节。
And here the wedding, on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother and Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited, and his disciple to the wedding. And when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wines.We have noticed that this is on the way, of course, of their wedding banquet.
我们知道这个就是他们到这个加利利的迦拿的时候呢，就有一个起兴的宴席。
And Jesus and I think all the Mary and the whole family was invited, so they were in the wedding banquet. But they the Mary discovered that there's no more wines.
那么在这宴席当中主耶稣的母亲玛利亚和他的全家耶稣跟门徒他们也是在宴席当中但是他们发现这个酒已经用尽了。
A situation is something lack of, we can say lack of something.
所以当时候这个起兴的宴席里面好像缺乏了一些什么。
Many people think that lack of something is considered it's a trouble and considered it's a difficulty, so we can say.
所以有些人在这个起兴的宴席，那么酒用尽了他们遇到了一个很就是说很尴尬的一个场面。
A Bible sometimes give us the message something lack of in our life and give us give us a chance to become the receiving the blessing of God.
啊，但是就是在这个尴尬的场面，哎，在他们需要什么而没有什么的时候，啊，倒是使我们能够提升我们的信心来经历神的时候。
Sometimes like something problem in our life.
啊，比方说在我们生活当中有时候遇到的一些问题。
All kinds of difficulties that when we encounter, we think that this is a trouble and problem, but many times this is actually Jesus, God provide us the way to receive, let us experience of God.
啊，当我们遇到这些啊尴尬的场面，缺乏些什么啊，或者面临一些啊考验难题的时候，啊，导致啊使我们啊能够来经历神的时候。
Nobody likes in this world to the lack of something in their life.
啊，我们在这个啊世上的生活，没有一个人啊喜欢来过一种缺乏的生活。
Sometimes we believe in God, and in our life have trouble and difficulties, and we come up right away, we complain to God.
啊，就是我们信主的人，有时候我们也遇到难题啊，那我们马上到神的面前啊来诉苦，来抱怨。
Why I have a lack of these things? Why I have this kind of trouble, but not other people's?
啊，我们抱怨说，为什么是啊，在我身上发生，而不是在别人身上发生
？A Bible always give us a very important and precious wisdom. This may be chance for you to experience of God.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们说啊，因为这样子啊，导致我们能够啊，再一次的这个经历神的能力，来体验神的时候。
And many times also when something lack of in our life, something problem in our life, actually we can draw near to God at that time.
啊，因为在日常生活啊，在遇见困难的时候啊，导致我们能够啊来啊投靠神，来亲近神的时候。
We know this during the time of a wedding banquet, the wine is a very important part of entertainment for those invited.
啊，在这个起兴的宴席的啊这个酒席上啊，这个酒啊是非常重要的啊一个部分。
The wine at this time is not just like kind of decoration. The wine is actually is considered as a major entertainment for those who invited.
啊，在酒席上有这个酒，这个酒并不是一个装饰品啊，这个酒乃是必需品的。
And nowadays, there's no more wine, then we go out to the liquor store and buy some wine, then it's okay.
啊，就是有时候我们生活里头啊，我们需要酒，但是没酒，我们至少啊，可以到杂货店去买点酒。
But this time, I think is they prepared for this wedding banquet, so they prepare for the certain time and for the finally end up to be wine. So they cannot, since the wine is no more, then they cannot make wine anymore from then on.
啊，但是在那个时候的时代啊，为着啊要准备这个起兴的宴席啊，大概他们也要储存这个酒啊到一个程度啊，所以这个酒用完了啊，他们没有办法再补充啊这个酒的时候。
Actually, this is a great shame for those who like a host.Because of the no more wine on the way of this wedding banquet.
啊，事实上啊，对一个办酒席的这个主人来讲，啊，他这个时候就用尽了，啊，是他是个很这个啊不能见人的事。
At this time, the Mary brought this one to the Jesus Christ.
啊，所以主耶稣的母亲玛利亚啊，就把这件事情啊提到耶稣的面前。
And become this one now a way to solving this problem very easily.
啊，但是呢，主耶稣很容易的啊就把这个难题解决了。
Sometimes in our Christian life, when we believe in, on the way we believe in God, we do not realize what we lack of in our Christian life.
啊，有时候我们信主的啊，在我们的信仰的旅程当中啊，我们不知道啊，我们缺乏了些什么。
And sometimes we don't know what to pray. Sometimes it seems like our faith is enough, where we can think that our faith is enough to work in this way.
啊，有时候我们不知道为什么来祷告啊，好像我们觉得说啊，在这个信仰的旅程上，我们不缺乏什么啊，我们样样都有。
Eventually, our faith turn out to be lived.We can be controlled by the laziness.
啊，那么自从以后啊，我们的信仰生活啊，就变成非常的这个啊，这个啊迟啊，这个啊迟呆缓慢啊，被这个懒惰啊来控制了。
And sometimes we seeking God, but at the same time seeking the Word, so it seems like a combination together. We do not know which one is more important actually in our daily life.
啊，有时候在这个啊生活当中。啊，我们好像是忽视神啊，但是呢，我们也是在啊，这个抓住这个世界啊，我们就不知道 啊，到底我们是在服侍神呢，还是我们在啊在服侍自己？
And book of Revelation, they mention about the Laodicea church.
啊，因此在这个启示录里头啊，描写这个老底家的教会。
And these church members, they think they have everything.
啊，老底家的教会的信徒啊，他们自己以为啊，样样都满足了。
Well, they claim themselves that I am rich.
啊，所以他们说我是富有的。
But actually, from the eyes of God, they are naked. They have no anything.
啊，但是在神的眼中看起来，老底家的教会啊，却是这个缺乏的啊，是赤身露体的。
Actually, the blind and then naked themselves.
而且他们是这个眼瞎的啊，他们啊是赤身裸体的。
And later, Jesus invite them, come to me.
啊，主耶稣后来就邀请他们到我这里来。
And I stand at the door and knock, and if you knock, then I can come into you.
啊，主耶稣说，我站在门口叩门。啊，若听见我声音而开门的，我就进去啊，就跟你一起坐席。
So when we acknowledge our weakness, when we acknowledge the point of something, a lack of something in our life,
啊，所以当我们真正经历到啊，生活当中缺乏一些什么的时候
，this is not a problem, but actually with this problem we bring to the Lord and it becomes a blessing.
啊，当然对神来讲这不是一个问题啊，只要我们把这个问题带到神面前。啊，那么神就会来帮我们解决。
And Jesus' mother Mary brought this one to Jesus Christ.
啊，因此这个时候，主耶稣的母亲玛利亚啊，把这个宴席啊，这个酒用尽的事情啊，提到主耶稣面前。
Anytime when we are lack of something, and bring to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus fill up for us, and let our heart to be satisfied, then this is a considered great experience of God.
啊，所以当我们缺乏一些什么时候啊，我们把这个。啊，这个缺乏的是啊，这个祷告啊，提到神面前啊，那么神因此就补满了我们所缺乏的，这乃是我们生活当中体验神的一个大的啊神迹。
This way we can build up our faith stronger and also the deeper.
啊，那么因为这样子有这样子的经历到神啊，我们就可以增强我们的信心啊，我们的信心能够更加的深入。
I just find out several like people in this world very They're very successful people.
啊，我查考了一下啊，这个在世上很这个成功的一些人物。
And I find out they also had some handicap in their life.
啊，事实上这些成功的人物啊，他们过去的生活当中也经历啊一些缺乏的事。
And such like Einstein, when he was 4 years old, he just start to talk at that time.
啊，因为爱因斯坦他到4岁的时候他才学会说话。
He just start to write alphabet and the words, and when he was 7 years old,
他要等到7岁的时候，他才会写这英文的字母。
So he's considered a very slow starter.
啊，所以事实上，这个爱因斯坦啊，可以讲呢，他是一个啊，这个非常这个啊迟缓啊成长的一个孩子。
And also Isaac Newton, also he failed. He was the last. In his class.
啊，那个牛顿啊，在他啊孩童的时候，他也是在啊同班的同学当中啊，这个学习最慢的一个孩子。
And Winston Churchill, when he was 6th grade, he failed.
啊，那个丘吉尔首相啊，他在啊这个小学的时候，他也留过级了。
And Thomas Edison also the same.
啊，就是这爱迪生也是一样。
And this is a comment from his teacher.
啊，那么这就是啊，当时候啊，这个爱迪生他的老师对他所说的评述。
In my 12 years of my teaching experience, I never have such kind of a dumb student in his teaching experience.
啊，他的老师说，我在这个教学12年的生涯当中，我从来没有教过这么笨的孩子。
And sometimes this kind of a handicap in our life, such kind of handicap in our life, which is lack of something.
啊，所以呢，这个就是啊，在我们生活当中啊，表现说我们缺乏一些什么啊，变成我们这个成长的障碍。
Many times this kind of lack of something in our life become a mysterious way to give us a chance to see God and experience of God.
啊，但事实上啊，在我们生活当中发现我们啊这个短缺啊，我们缺乏一些什么，导致使我们在经历神的。啊的事情上啊，能够进一步。
If you look at the Bible and each instance, each moment, when Israelites they have some difficulties and they have something lack of in their in their position and their life, and God helping them and deliver them from the difficulties.
啊，像以色列人啊，他们啊，在过去的那种种的生活当中啊，在他们生活这个缺乏的时候，那神总是供应他们。
When we know that God just opened the Red Sea, let these people cross over it.
啊，比方说主耶稣啊，神啊，他是红海的水分成两半。所以以色列人可以从这红海的水当中走过去。
And then on the way, the enemy coming behind them, and they cannot helping themselves at the situation.
啊，虽然说当时候他们的背后有这个埃及的追兵，啊，他们在非常困窘的时候，他们无法自救。
And also on the way to journey on the wilderness, God sent them the manna every day.
啊，就是以色列人他们在旷野漂流40年当中。啊，神每天将玛拿来喂养他们。
And 40 years of journey in their life and their journey on the wilderness, they cannot access any food out of there.
啊，40年当中啊，当然他们在旷野飘荡的时候，他们没有办法来收集任何的食物。
The major obstacle actually.
啊，所以他们是啊，这个层层的经历很大的障碍。
Now, on the way, there's no water. This is also major obstacle.
啊，后来他们到没有水的时候。啊，这也是一个很大的障碍。
At the same time, God also bring the out of the stones, out of rock.
啊，但是那个时候啊，这个神啊，使这个磐石啊出水来。
When the Jericho, we know the Jericho is a fortified city. It's impossible that these people can go up to take over.
啊，以色列人他们要攻占耶利哥城啊，但是耶利哥城的城墙啊，非常的这个坚固啊，是攻不下来的。
But God shake the city and collapse and destroy the city.
啊，但事实上是神的手啊来摇动啊这个城墙的根基啊，使城墙就倒塌了。
We have noticed if we look at the Bible carefully, each instance happened because there we can see something like of the and something like of, but God helping them deliver them. Actually, God can provide them what they need.
啊，所以我们可以来做一个总结啊，就是在。正当他们面临啊缺乏啊困难的时候啊，那么神就开路啊，特别显出神迹来解决他们的窘境。
So we can find out in the Bible there is a problem and then there is a miracle also.
啊，所以我们可以这样讲，在圣经里头，你找到啊有困难的时候啊，就有神迹的发生。
When everything is when the Israelites everything is plenty of the when they have a comfortable life.They depart from God.
啊，事实上，当以色列人他们一切顺利的时候，他们很容易的，他们就离开了神。
But when the difficulties, when they in the course of life and God helping them.
啊，但是总是在他们啊困难啊的情况当中，神啊就伸出他的手来拯救他们。
God 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, and now God always the same.
啊，这个啊，不仅是神是2,000-3,000年前以色列的神啊，在今天啊，神也是一样。
So when we have a problem in our life,
啊，所以当我们在生活当中经历到困难的时候
，we don't have to be discouraged.
啊，我们不需要沮丧。
Since He chose us to be His children, to brought us in the true church.
啊，因为既然神他拣选我们做他的儿女，而且进入真教会。
As long as we bring this problem and something the lack of in our life, a handicap, all these things bring into the Lord.
啊，只要把我们啊这生活当中一些困难、一些窘境带到神面前来。
Make a turn this to the miracle to let us experience of Him.
啊，神就会啊在这个时候。啊，显出他的神迹，使我们的窘境啊变成顺境，因此我们就可以经历到神的能力。
And second point, with whom God performed this miracle?
那么第二件事情就是啊，这个啊，到底是向谁来显出这个神迹
？And here the Mary, the mother of Jesus, considers a very important role to make this miracle possible.
那在迦拿啊，主耶稣变水为酒的这个宴席的啊。神迹当中啊，母亲啊，这个玛利亚扮演重要的角色。
Because mother of Jesus expressed there's a lack of wine, so they have no wine.
啊，所以啊，是这个时候啊，这个玛利亚主耶稣的母亲啊，向主耶稣提出说啊，这个办宴席的主人他们酒用尽了。
And here the God worked with those who pray to Him. We can We can draw some wicked understandings.
啊，从这件事情上，我们可以看见啊，神对啊那些求告他的人啊，来显出他的能力。
The prayer is a part of our important Christian life to make a successful journey to finish up with the prayer.
啊，在啊这个在我们的信仰的旅程当中啊，祷告是很重要的。
When we look at the life of Hezekiah, King Hezekiah,
当我们看见这个西西家王的时候,
he was a faithful king in the kingdom of Judea.
在这个犹大国, 这个西西家王, 是一个好的王。
But the time comes because of illness that makes his life to, about to finish. So God asked Isaiah to prepare for his death.
但是就是这个西西家王他这个在晚年的时候他患了这个重病那么神借着以赛亚先知来医治他。
But at that time he turned around to the wall, he prayed to God.
当西西家知道说他的年数有限的时候，他转向了墙面对着墙，他来向神求告。
And God listened to his prayer.
那么神就听了这个西西家王的祷告。
And God gave him a 15 extra year for his life.
那么神就加了他15年的岁数。
So prayer is a really powerful tool that we can experience of God.
所以这个祷告成为一个很重要的工具让我们可以经历到神。
When through the prayer, we can move the heart of God.
因为借着我们的祷告我们可以打动神的心。
But when we pray to God, we need faith.
但是我们向神祷告的时候，我们必须要有一点信心。
When this time the mother of Jesus brought this one to the Jesus Christ, when there is no wine, verse 3 and 4, and now Jesus talked to her, the answer, his response is not make sense to Mary.
但是当这个玛利亚把这个酒用尽的事情告诉耶稣的时候，那么耶稣的回答好像是这个好像不太合理。
Verse 4 here says, Jesus said to her, says, Woman, what do I have to do with you? My hour has not yet come.
因为在第四节，主耶稣对他说，妇人，我与你有什么相干呢？我的时候还没有到。
Well, we can bring this one to trying to understand match with this conversation between the mother of Jesus and also Jesus. This statement what Jesus mentioned to her, it doesn't make sense.
当我们看见这个主耶稣的母亲玛利亚将跟主耶稣提出这问题那么主耶稣用这些话来回答玛利亚，好像并不太合理。
But here the mother of Jesus didn't give up, and she just trusted him.
但是这个主耶稣的母亲玛利亚没有因此就放弃了她还是一直的跟进下去。
In verse 5, his mother Mary directly said to the servant right away, whatever he says to you, and do it.
因为第五节这个主耶稣的母亲对那些佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
In the course of our life, many difficulties come upon in our life. When we come to the Lord, we pray to God.
当然，在我们生活当中一些困难，我们来向神求告的时候
，We need a faith. When we kneel down, we pray to God. We have to assure that God will listen to our prayer.
我们跪下向神祷告，我们必须要有信心要相信说主耶稣听我们的祷告。
When God says, when Jesus says, according to your faith, but if we do not have faith, how long, no matter how many times we pray, then this prayer cannot be reached up to God.
因为常常是照着我们的信心来成全但是都是我们没有信心的话，我们怎么来求神来成全呢？
Prayer is very important.
所以这个祷告是非常的重要。
A prayer with faith.
但是祷告必须要带有信心的祷告。
We can understand God is Almighty God.
我们知道这个神他是一个全能的神。
And we also understand He choose us as His children.
而且他也选我们，拣选我们做他的儿女。
Then He will listen to our prayer.
那么当然他会听我们这个做儿女的祷告。
And also He will provide us what we need.
而且他会供应我们所需用的这些。
We need this confidence when we pray to God.
所以当我们祷告的时候，必须要有这个信心。
And also here the after when the Jesus mother said to the servants, And now Jesus asked the servant to do something.
啊，那么这个时候啊，这个主耶稣的母亲对仆人啊来做这些事。
And verse 5 to 9.
啊，第五节到第九节。
His mother said to the servant, "Whatever he said to you, do it." Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pot with the water." And they filled them up in the brims. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the headwaters." And they took it to him. And when the headwater tested the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the headwater called the bridegrooms. So we can see that in this passage, here we can see that these servants have done what Jesus asked them to do it.
所以这个时候这些仆人他们就听了这个玛利亚的话就是主耶稣告诉你们做什么你们就去做。
Because these servants, their acting is an acting of faith.
当仆人这样子做的时候他们所做的是带有信心的行动。
Without the submission of the servants, nobody here can experience of this water change to the wine.
若是这些仆人他们这个不照着主耶稣所说的去做，那么就没有人在这宴席当中可以经历到神的能力。
I thought about if I am the one of the servant at that time.
我想想自己若是当中的一个用人的话。
So this is the time that Jesus just started his ministry. Nobody knows what kind of person he is.
因为主耶稣他开始这个传道的生涯当时候没有人知道耶稣是谁。
And then this is the one of the men came to the servant and says,And pull the water, and all the, each container is 20 or 30 gallons each. And there's about 6 water pots. This considers a lot of water.
所以这个当这个耶稣对那些佣人说这边有这个六口十缸那么每一口可以剩两三桶水你要把它剩了满了的水，这是很大的水量。
This man is not the host also. Jesus is not the host.
而且耶稣也不是这个管宴席的这个主人。
You know, one man came from outside, came to them and tell them and draw the water, put the water and fill up the all the water pot.
对一个这个从外面来的一个陌生人导师命令他们要把这个。这个石缸里的水说剩满了水到底他们是不是要听他的。
If I am the servant at that time, I do not bring the water to fill up each one of the water pot.
我在想说，若是我是当时当中一个佣人的话可能我不会照这个主耶稣所吩咐的去做。
I thought about each one is about 30 gallons. It's about 180 gallons.
因为我想这个要把这个十缸的水都剩满了，大概必须要180桶的水。
Have you ever experienced you have a holding the 5 gallons of water bottles to pull up? It's quite heavy.
因为你要把这个五加仑的水这个提上来的时候是蛮重的一件事。
In order to fill up the each water pot, they do not have a water system like we have it. So they have to go to the well and draw the water and bring into it and pull up this and fill up the water. But this is a lot of work.
当时候并没有像我们现在有这个水这么方便。他们当时候必须要走远的路然后去打水，把这个重的水提到这个石缸的地方然后再盛满这个石缸，所以对他们来讲是一个蛮辛苦的工作。
If I am the servant, I think I just fill up instead of fill up each one of top, but maybe half of them each part.
我想若是我是当时候一个佣人的话，可能我就会偷工减料。以其把这石缸的水都剩满了，我大概只有剩到这个半桶满。
Since I'm the servants, I have to do something. Since the man asked us to fill up the water pot, maybe just half of them. I can tell the man later, I fill up the water pot.
既然我只不过是一个佣人那我要听这个陌生人指示我说的话那我就敷衍了一下我就是把这个 啊，每一个桶子啊，只有盛满这半桶水。然后我就敷衍我的主人说，我都做满了，做好了我的事了。
Jesus never telling them why he doing this one.
啊，主耶稣也没有告诉他们为什么要这样做。
So for the servants, they cannot figure out why they doing that.
啊，所以当这个佣人在这样做的时候，他们也不晓得为什么要这样做。
So they cannot have a motivation to fill up the water in each water pot.
啊，所以这个佣人啊，他们啊。啊，没有什么啊，这个啊，让他们觉得需要啊，照这个啊，这个耶稣所说的话，把十缸啊都盛满了水。
Now we can learn that when God asks us the same way, He come approach to us, let our we can He can testing our submission.
啊，我们也想一想啊，有时候啊，神到我们啊的生活当中，要我们来做某些事的时候啊，神也要试一下啊，到底我们有一个顺服的心没有。
We know the submission to God is beyond our understanding and our logic.
啊，因为我们要顺服神，有时候啊是超乎我们人的理智啊，超乎我们的逻辑之外。
But with the simple heart, whatever He says, we do it, then we can experience of God.
啊，但是若是我们有一个单纯信靠的心啊，只要啊是主耶稣说什么，我们就照这样做。那么就可以啊完成神所托付的使命。
If the servants only just fill up the each water pot, half of them, each one of them.
啊，若是用人啊，只有把这个啊这剩水的十缸啊，只有啊这个剩满了半桶水的话。
Of course, they can experience of God.
啊，事实上，当然他们也可以经历神的神迹。
But only half of the water pot amount.
啊，但是呢，他们只有经历到这个半桶水的神迹。
Well, this is amazing that all the servants, they fill up the each water pot toward the top of each one.
啊，但是这个佣人没有这样子做啊，他们倒是把这个十缸啊，这个能够盛水盛到啊，这个啊，这个十缸都满了。
So they really experience of God there.
那么也因此啊，他们真的经历到神的能力。
This is an empty water pot.And now fill up the water, later on change from water to the wine.
啊，因为原来啊是这个啊这个啊没有水的石缸，那么这个时候每一个缸都满了水啊，他们也啊这个来经历到啊这个啊神的大的能力。
It gives us why the submission is so important to the experience of God.
啊，所以当我们要经历神的时候，我们首先啊要顺服神啊，是一个非常重要的开始。
When Peter, when he threw the whole night, he tried to catching the fish, but he couldn't get any of them.
啊，这个彼得跟其他的门徒，他们花尽了整个晚上的劳力啊，想要抓一些鱼，但是抓不到。
That's the empty boat, we can say.
啊，我们可以讲说，当时候啊，这个整个船啊是空空的。
Jesus used this boat and later asked him to go in the deep place and casting a net.
啊，主耶稣啊吩咐门徒啊啊彼得啊要到深水的地方啊把这个网撒下啊到水里头去。
Peter never asked anything, but because Peter is the one expert.
啊，这个彼得他自以为认为说他是个专家。
His own way, he couldn't catch any fishes.
啊，但是呢，啊，就是对他一个专家来讲，他都抓不到鱼了。
That's why the boat is empty.
啊，所以呢，啊，这个船是空空的。
But when he followed what Jesus said, he went into the deep place and casting a net, he catch a lot of fishes.
啊，但是这个彼得当时顺服啊，听主耶稣的话啊，到深海。啊，然后把网撒下去的时候，结果他就捕了这个整网的鱼。
This is the simple formula how we can receive the blessing or how we can experience of God.
啊，这个彼得所做的就好像是啊，这个来遵循啊一个很简单的方程式啊，照着主耶稣所说的话去做，就满载而归了。
And later on, all the people in the wedding banquet, they become a part of the experience of the miracle of Jesus Christ.
啊，这个当这个主耶稣把水变成酒之后，啊，那个做宴席的每一个啊客人啊，他们也经历到了啊这个神的这个大的神迹。
Because they experience, they drink the wine. This wine is came from the waters actually.
啊，因为他们后来啊，他们所喝的这个酒啊，事实上是由水变成的。
So it entertained all the people. So this miracle entertained all the people there in the wedding banquet.
啊，所以主耶稣所行的大神迹啊，使那些做酒席的每一个人啊，他们都满足了。
But those who truly experience of God, experience of Jesus Christ, those are servants.
啊，但事实上啊，是这个宴席的每一个可以满足的开始，就是那些佣人他们听耶稣的话。
They do know where this wine came from.
啊，他们啊不知道啊这个酒是从哪里来的。
They know this wine came from. They draw the water and bring into the jar into the water pot, and it changed to the wine.
后来他们只知道，就说啊，因为他们听的话啊，然后把这十缸啊的盛满的水啊，然后把这个水摇出来啊，这个啊，那么带到这个管宴席的那管宴席的肠道啊，知道说这是酒。
Many times when we submit to God.And God gave us a chance to experience He can perform the miracle in our daily life.
啊，常常就是因为啊，我们顺服的神啊，所以神使我们在日常生活当中可以体验到神迹。
It benefits to everybody.
啊，当神迹发生的时候，对每一个人啊都能够有造就。
But true, the one who can receive the benefit, the one who submit to God.
啊，但是呢，啊，真正啊得到造就最大的啊，就是那些能够顺服神的人。
And third point is what it means to us. We just look at and finish up this first hour.
那么我们的第三点就来想说，到底这个啊神迹对我们意义是什么
？And Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, like to change the substance from water to the wine.
啊，因为主耶稣他把这个水变成酒。
Maybe this is a draw some. We can understand that our life before is not like a meaningful life we had before.
我们可以想象到过去我们的生活啊，并不是蛮有意义的人生。
But when we come to the Lord, and our quality of life is changed.
啊，但是我们到主面前的时候啊，我们的生活的品质就改变了。
It is a true blessing to receive from God.
啊，我们真的能够从主那里得到这个真正的祝福。
We have to always reflect ourselves how much we can change that.
啊，我们要想一想，到底我们能够有多少改变
？And many years we believe in God, and many times we pray to God.
啊，因为这么多年来，我们相信神，我们向神祷告。
Does my character is really molded like Jesus Christ?
啊，到底我的这个性情是不是啊被磨成像耶稣的样式呢
？My original of my personality truly can change just like want to can serve to God
啊，到底我的这个本性，我的人格是不是改变了啊？变成一个合适啊，来服侍啊主的人。
If we still we our own old nature still bothers us, we have to come to close to God
啊。若是我们啊对啊我们的这个性情，我们的本性啊，还是啊觉得啊。啊，并没有大的改变、啊，那我们要面对这个事实。
Ask God to change our character
啊，要求主耶稣啊来帮助改变我们的这整个人的性情。
Molded my character to be used for your purpose and also serve other people 的
啊，就是能够改造我们的性情啊，让我们能够合适啊来啊这个合乎主用啊来造就别人。
And also this miracle at Cana gives us understanding is Jesus always give us the best one.
啊，那么从这个迦拿这个宴席的啊这个神迹当中，我们知道主耶稣所给我们的是上好的福分。
At this time, the people tasted wine and they realized this wine is better than others.
啊，因为这个时候啊，这个酒席的啊的每一个人尝了这个酒啊，知道这一次喝的酒比上一次喝的还更好。
I think this wine is the best one in the whole world. I think at that time.
啊，我想在当时候的整个世代来讲。他们所尝到的酒是最好的酒
，because Jesus changed the water to wine
啊，因为主耶稣啊把水变成酒了。
Jesus always give us our Lord Jesus always give us the best one in our life
啊，事实上主耶稣所提供给我们的都是最好的福分。
That's why Jesus give us the Holy Spirit in our life dwelling with us
啊，因此主耶稣他赐给我们这宝贵的圣灵，能够集中在我们心里头。
Now we have to walk with the Holy Spirit
啊，所以我们必须要这个顺着圣灵而行。
Then we can be the best one, the best quality Christians in the world.
所以我们成为这个世界上啊是有最好的啊这个品格的基督徒。
And also the one here, the way the all the servants brought the clean water pour into the water pot is very important things.
啊，就是这个啊仆人把清洁的水。啊，这个倒满在这十缸里面也是很重要的工作。
We have to constantly cleanse our heart.
啊，因为我们必须要常常来洁净我们的心思意念。
Let the only the pure water dwelling in our heart.
只有让这个清洁的这个水能够充满我们的内心。
When we have other substance in our heart.
当我们的内心里头还充满了别的这种物质的时候。
Even though God can change this one to the best quality, but because other substance, this best quality cannot come out as a true the best one.
就是这个神主耶稣能够把这个水变成酒。但是我们内心里面隐藏着这个别的这个别的东西存在那么就没有办法带出这个最好的这个酒的这个品质出来。
So always cleanse ourselves.
所以我们要常常洁净内心。
Fill up with the clean water to the top.
就是我们必须要洁净内心像这个石缸是被最洁净的水盛满到这个缸口。
So that we can experience of God and just wait like in a miracle at Cana.
所以我们因此能够体验到神就好像当时候这个宴席的客人体验到主耶稣所行的神迹。